Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The elites in our country are obsessed, pathologically obsessed, with the brutalization and mistreatment of black people 200 years ago. It dominates every hour of every day of media coverage, on and on and on. So you'd think when these same elites get a chance to actually defend and stand up for brutalized and oppressed black people crushed under an iron, white, patriarchal fist, that they would leap with joy at the chance to help them. These are real people. You can help them right now. Instead, their silence is deafening, and it tells you everything you need to know. Can you imagine if brutal, patriarchal, white male elites in this country had banned and repressed rap music because it made them look bad? Because it spoke to police brutality and government brutality? The left would go wild, but they're not. Because the white, patriarchal, male oppressors are Marxist, just like them. And it's the Marxism that's important, not the racism. Racism, for them, is just a weapon to silence those who criticize their Marxism. Nothing more. To understand the irony here that tells you who our modern elites actually are, you've got to start with a rap song. One of the most beautiful I've ever heard. It's called Patria y Vida. It was recorded entirely by Cuban black rappers. And you need to listen to it. Every word, because the cost to record it was profound. The lyrics will give you chills. It moved an entire nation to protest, to risk their lives headed into the streets. It's called Patria y Vida. And in order to record it, the black rappers who made it, Mikel Castillo and Luis Manuel Otero, first had to carefully elude the Cuban police officers from the security state who follow them everywhere they go. They met in an abandoned house and tapped into a power line to turn on their lighting equipment. They managed to smuggle parts of the song out of Cuba, and other Cuban rappers in Florida put it together and put it on the internet, and it spurred a nation. For that, Mr. Castillo was arrested. He's been in prison since May, arrested on charges of contempt and public disorder. Mr. Otero, well, they got him on Sunday. No one's seen him since. He's deep inside a Cuban jail, which makes the price to produce this profound. You can't separate these desperate protests for freedom from Cuban black culture. They're entwined and they're one and the same. The price for even listening to that song in Cuba, the minimum, a fine, equaling about a month's salary. And that's if you're lucky. Others, according to the Wall Street Journal and Human Rights Watch, have been arrested just for being caught listening to it. The words give me chills. So does the fact that the artist who created it put their name right on the YouTube video, knowing the price. Here are some Black lives that matter. Here are some Black lives worth protecting. Here are some Black lives that are probably experiencing torture inside a Cuban jail right now. We could stop that. We could shame the Cuban government right now. We could maybe even get them released. The most powerful angle here is the racial one. And the left could level the Cuban leaders if they just use it. But they're silent. Not a word about these two heroic men from Black Lives Matter. Not one. Not a single demand they be released. Not from Gwen Berry, who turned her back last week on the U.S. flag. Not from the women's soccer team. The U.S. women's soccer team? Nope, not a word. How about the NBA? Nike? Nope. LeBron James? Not a word. The squad? Nope. How about all the corporate entities that screamed racism over a supposed voter suppression law in Georgia? Nope. Any of these people could make a dramatic difference in these men's opportunity for survival and whether they escape torture, but they won't lift a finger because they all have one thing in common. They are Marxists who just as quickly as the white patriarchal leaders, that's how they'd describe them if they were capitalist, the white patriarchal leaders of Cuba, they would do exactly what they've done to these two men, regardless of their race. They are hypocrites. But it's also the clearest sign ever that they are also Marxists. Not that we need anybody to tell us that. Patrice Cullors, the co-founder of Black Lives Matter, who now owns multiple mansions, told us herself. She's a trained Marxist.
We actually do have an ideological frame. Myself and Alicia in particular are trained organizers. We are trained Marxists. We are super versed on sort of ideological theories.
So no one is coming to save Otero or Castillo. They will be left to rot because they are not trained Marxists by the very people in the world who could make the most difference in their fate.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
But it's even worse than that. Black Lives Matter just put out a horrific statement. It didn't mention either of them or demand their release. Instead, shockingly, after this racist patriarchal attack on black music, they put out a statement, Black Lives Matter, praising the Cuban regime and blaming the U.S. government. They want the embargo lifted right away. The message was clear. We don't give a rip if you crack down on rap or black people or torture them or if they never come back again. Listen to this. Black Lives Matter condemns the U.S. federal government's inhumane treatment of Cubans. No, never. They don't criticize the Marxist regime and urges it immediately to lift the economic embargo. This cruel and inhumane policy instituted by the explicit intention of destabilizing the country and undermining Cubans' rights to choose their own government. They have no right to choose their government. Is at the heart of Cuba's own crisis. Before these two heroic men were jailed. And if these people really cared about black lives, they'd be in the streets of Miami. Black Lives Matter would, all of them, with their fists in the air, that nasty Marxist fist that they make, that's always been the symbol of Marxism. And you know what they'd be shouting? Say their names over and over. Maykel Castillo and Luis Manuel Otero. But the two of them were canceled and erased a long time before any of this. There's something in Cuba called Decree 349. And literally, the government chooses who gets to be an artist and who does not. You need to be approved under Decree 349 in order to create or sell your artwork or to perform in any way. Because these guys refuse to conform to Marxist ideology. The guys who created that insanely good music you heard before, they were depersoned as artists. Not allowed to create, having to shake the secret police just to sneak in somewhere and record that beautiful song. Senator Marco Rubio's response to this absolutely outrageous statement by Black Lives Matter absolutely nails it. The extortionist ring known as Black Lives Matter organization took a break today from shaking down corporations for millions and buying themselves mansions to share their support for the communist regime in Cuba. By the way, where's Colin Kaepernick? Finally, an actually disempowered black person discriminated against and crushed. And he's nowhere to be found. But this is the way it is now with our elites. Like Twitter. On July 6th, they restricted the account of a China scholar who dared to mock Xi Jinping. In today's world, you don't criticize the Marxist. The Biden administration, which yearns for Marxism, can't even bring itself to say what is causing this. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken, in response to that outrageous Black Lives Matter statement, put another one out. Not blaming the Cuban government. They're awesome. Nope, saying the U.S. isn't responsible. Well, what is that? What is causing Cubans to spill into the streets? He says it's a mismanaged economy. The implicit message is clear. Marxism's awesome. It just got a little mismanaged. They should try harder. And the Biden administration as a whole?
When questioned about the marches for liberty in Cuba, the Biden administration seeming to deflect from the obvious message of the people, instead pointing to COVID as the driving force.
So when these protesters are yelling freedom and enough, there are people within the administration who think they're saying freedom from rising COVID cases.
People are out there in the streets protesting and complaining about the lack of access to medical supplies they need. There's a global pandemic right now.
Sure, Jen. They're out there risking their lives just trying to get a COVID vaccine. Why are they chanting freedom, though?
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And not vaccine. Peter Ducey tried again the next day to get a straight answer out of her. he tried to get her to say, communism is causing this, but he was unable to, even asking a couple times. So why did she ultimately say they were in the streets?
Because they are opposed to the oppression, to the mismanagement of the government in the country.
The mismanagement. Cuban rapper Pitbull tried another tactic with our elites, begging our tech elites and corporate elites, the ones who wrote over $150 million worth of checks to Black Lives Matter, to take a stand. They could get these people out of prison. If they just stood up, they could get them fed. They could help criticize and knock down the government. He was aghast because no one will help.
Not only is this a Cuba event, a Cuba thing, this is a world event. This isn't about politics. This is about saving lives. And bottom line, this is about taking action. And it frustrates me to a certain extent, being a Cuban American and having a platform to speak to the world and not being able to help my own people. Not being able to get them food, not being able to get them water, not being able to get them medicine. But most of all, not being able to help and really get them what they deserve, which is freedom. We need to figure out how to really help. While they're losing their lives over there literally for something that we wake up every day and appreciate, which is freedom.
But that help will never come from our elites. They're too busy trying to pull the Iron Curtain of Marxism over us themselves. You know it. If you listen to this podcast, all the ways they're planning and working on implementing ways to spy on us, to censor us, to silence us, they want what the white patriarchal leaders of Cuba have. They want it bad. And any Black person that gets in their way is going to prison, just like Castillo and Otero.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.